precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, a sure foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, he that believeth shall not make haste.
This is the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed, coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA, reaching the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, the Jews, with the good news of their Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ. Speaking out against anti-Semitism while promoting love for Israel, God's ancient people, the apple of his eye. Believing in what the Holy Scriptures say in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee. Preaching from God's holy word, the King James Bible, the prophetic truths of the second coming of our Lord, blowing the trumpet in Zion and warning God's people and the nations about the judgment to come, exposing apostasy and the developing one world antichrist system. Stay tuned for this hour with the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed. I'm so glad that you've tuned in to listen to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast. We have a special treat for you today, and we got a message by Preacher Dwight Banks on the Temple Mount. The next few broadcasts, we're going to have some special messages on specifically talking about the last days, be it the temple, the rapture, the second coming of the Jewish Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. So you're in for a treat. So listen attentively and you'll receive a great blessing from God.
Now let's be turning to the book of Zechariah, chapter number 12. The book of Zechariah, chapter number 12. And that's next to the last book in your Old Testament, if you want to find that. Sometimes those minor prophets are a little hard to find. And he told me to try to keep it to 30 minutes, and I'll do that. I believe in honor of the man of God. Amen. I believe that's character. Man don't have character. If you don't do what you say you'll do, you don't have character. Amen. I believe in pastoral authority, even though he's not the pastor here, but I feel like reverence in this pulpit. Amen. Zechariah chapter 12. Don't you worry about what's taking place in Israel now. Now, it's not over all. We've all heard it's over all. It's over 35 acres. It's called the Temple Mount. We've got a problem on the Temple Mount. There's a Muslim mosque on the Temple Mount. I got news for you, friend. It's got to go. It has got to go. Amen. Everybody's worried about terrorizing us, terrorizing Israel. Don't worry too much about that, because it's already been said, I'll bless those that bless thee and curse those that curse thee. That's Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Let me tell you something else the Bible says here in Zechariah, in verse number 1. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heavens, and layeth the foundation of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all people round about. Now, I don't know how much you know about geography, but she's surrounded totally by Muslim nations. She can't go. She's under siege right now, brother. She's under siege right now. But like Brother Morgan said, she's the apple of God's eye. She's the wife of Jehovah. And brother, I'm telling you, God is a jealous God. Don't worry about his wife. We're the bride of Christ, but she's the wife of Jehovah. all that burden themselves with her are going to get in real trouble. The Bible says in verse number 2, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all people round about." To the west, there's the Mediterranean Sea. To the north, there's Lebanon, an Arab nation. To the northeast is Syria, a Muslim nation. To the east is Iraq, a Muslim nation. To the southeast, there's Saudi Arabia, a Muslim nation. To the south, there's Egypt, a Muslim nation. To the southwest, there's Libya, a Muslim nation. I tell you, Ishmael has Isaac surrounded. But when God told Abraham, Abraham did have two boys, but just in his eyes. When God told Abraham to take his boy to the mountain, he said, "Take thine only son, Isaac." The pure Jewish race had to come through Sarah. Not some Egyptian down the road. Amen. Don't you worry about insane Hussein or Osama bin Hiding. Don't worry about that crowd. God don't even have a rash. He's not hived up on his neck. He's not worried about his wife. He's got everything under control. Well, I feel like preaching now, brother. What about 31 minutes, brother? Amen. Verse number 2. "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all people round about, when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people." Now, I've just got a problem. I'm the nut that was preaching the night John Morgan got saved. I kind of wish I'd have stayed home that night. But anyway, amen, I love you, Brother John. He called me about every 2 or 3 weeks and said, "Preacher, thank you for praying for me." Well, I just believe the Word of God, don't you, Brother John? And when God said all people, I don't believe it means most of them. I believe it means all of them. "And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people." Yes, the whole world. Yes, I agree with Brother John. We better hook up with Israel. We better stay with Israel, because God and one man make the majority. "All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. Though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it." Now, people's worried about the Muslims. Well, God said they'll be like the sand of the sea.
That's exactly
right. Oh, they got Israel outnumbered. Yes. But it's already been said, if God be for us, who can be against us? You may be seated. Amen. Well, let's go on a little bit. Now, over there right now, let me just say this by way of introduction. That bunch of Ishmaelites, that bunch of Muslims, that bunch of Arabs, as over there walking around the circle right now, trying to imitate the people of God, are walking around Jericho. They're walking around that little old square building with that flat top. It's called the Kaaba. They've gone to Mecca. Every Muslim has to go to Mecca and make the pilgrimage at least once in his lifetime to be a good Muslim. And they circled that Kaaba 7 times. And at the completion of circling that thing, there's a black stone that was supposed to have been given to Muhammad by the angel Gabriel. And they go by and kiss that stone, lay their hands on that stone, and they complete their pilgrimage and get them all fixed up in the eyes of Allah. I just got a problem with that. I haven't been able to find Allah nor Muhammad in my Bible. That's exactly right. You know what that bunch of Muslims believe? The Quran says that it was not Isaac that Abraham took to the mountain. You check me out. You check me out. Help yourself. The Muslim says it was Ishmael that Abraham took to that mountain, and that God interceded for Ishmael, not Isaac. You know what that little Kaaba is? They say that's the house that Abraham went down there and helped Hagar build for her and her son where Sarah run out down the wilderness. And that's the reason they worship there. And when they pray there, they pray with their faces towards that Kaaba.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Time magazine come out the other day, had on the cover of it. I subscribe to Time Newsweek, U.S. News World Report, because they're preaching Lord Prophecy Revivals, and I like to set up on current events. And you know what they call the Temple Mount? Call it the Bloody Mountain.
How about that?
That's right. Ooh. Then they had an article a little bit later on, and it was about, had a picture of artist conception of Abraham, and it said, Abraham, father of three faiths.
Man alive. That's
the Christian calls him father.
Yeah, come on.
Well, we do.
Yes.
The Jew calls him father.
Right.
He is their father.
Yeah, yeah.
The Muslim calls him father. They're right too.
Yeah.
Ishmael was his son.
Yeah. Yeah.
So see, it's a religious thing. No wonder they call it jihad, holy war. This is a family feud. This is between brothers. But I tell you, this thing runs deep. It's more than oil. It's more than terrorism. It's an old age old battle. That's the oldest battle in the Word of God, except Satan and man. It's the second oldest battle in all the Bible. And it's fixing to play out. Their blindness in part, it's happened unto the Jew. I'm glad it's happened in part. Thank God you don't have no blinders on no more. But you see, that's what the tribulation period's for. God's going to get his Jew. The tribulation period is the time of Jacob's trouble.
Wow.
Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Some of you don't even know what tribulation period is for. Some Baptists think you're going through it. It's for the Jew, friend. It's for the Jew. You say, is that Jew ever going to get saved? Yeah, one day they're going to look upon him whom they have pierced. Look at chapter 12 and verse 10. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace. God's going to pour grace on that Jew one day. Son, it's a coming. Well, they're walking around over right now. And they're not a messianic Jew like you are. They've not had the lights turned on like you have. They're still looking for Messiah.
Yes,
me and you know he's done come, son. And the job's finished, thank God.
That's right. That's right.
One day,
yes,
when Jacob's time comes,
oh, yes.
God's going to deal with that Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I'm telling you, they're going to be... Well, I'll just read it to you. Let's go on and finish reading verse 10. He's going to pour upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one that mourneth for his only son. Deep conviction. And shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his brethren. Then look at chapter 13 and verse 1. Did you know a nation is going to be born in a day? Did you know those dry bones are going to live? You know why? There's going to be a fountain open. Yeah, buddy. And chapter 13, verse 1, the Bible says, in that day, there shall be a fountain opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Hey, man, for sin and uncleanness. That's the middle of everything. I could go there. I'm not going to go there. Brother, you know this. God said he set Israel and Jerusalem in the midst of the nations.
Right.
Ezekiel 5:5, in case anybody here don't know that or don't believe it.
Amen.
It's been said if you dropped a plumb bob right dead center on the middle of this earth, it'd fall right on Israel. Let me give you something else. And the Jew right here knows this. God have mercy, I love him. I may just kiss him right on the cheek right now.
Amen.
Oh, God said they shall prosper that love thee. I want to prosper, thank God. Yeah, let me have one too, thank God. Hallelujah. Son, that Jew's a coming home. He's a coming home with his head down. He's a coming home with his heart broke. He's a coming home in bitter tears. He's a coming home in conviction. He's going to nail to Jesus. He's a coming home. He's a coming home. I'm about to have me a fit. I bet I didn't get to my message about that Temple Mount. Heck, let me just give you some did you know. This is supposed to be my introduction. I was preaching the introduction. Maybe you'll help me preach again one of these days. Did you know that Bethlehem, the birthplace of our Savior, is now a Palestinian city and is under Muslim control? Did you know Ramallah is the biblical city of Bethel? That means the house of God, and is now a Palestinian city. I'll tell you, they're trespassing on God's ground. That's the royal land grant to Abraham. That's the promised land. The West Bank, yes. The Gaza, yes. The Golan Heights, yes. That's God's land. It's the most trespassing. I got news for you, friends. He's fixing to take a hike. Oh, it looks bad for us right now. Looks bad for that little old Jew right now. But God ain't made by his holy arm yet. God has girded about the breast with a golden girdle. The breast or the seal of motion. Gold is deity. The deity of Almighty God has caused him by his own will to hold his emotions back for a time being. One day, he's going to throw the wrappings off. And the first fixing to fly. Nazareth, where our Lord grew up, Jesus of Nazareth, is now a Palestinian city. Hebron, where our Lord did so many biblical miracles, is now Palestinian occupied territory. Did you know that Jerusalem, the holy city, the city of David, the city of our God, city where our Lord started shedding his blood, even in Pilate's hall, is now inhabited. I just read this statistic. Is now inhabited by a percentage rate, dear preacher, of 72% Palestinian and 28% Jew. The city of David. Who was David, a Jew?
That's right, brother. That's right.
The city of our God.
That's right.
The holy city. 72%. Palestinian. Check out any statistics. I'm just going to tell you something right now. I preach on prophecy all the time. And I'm just going to tell you something. This is not a braggadocious statement. I don't want you to think I'm lifted up. But I don't preach nothing if I don't study it. This head's gray. I'm past the preacher boy years. I don't preach it, thank God. If I ain't documented and researched it out, I'd like to know what I'm preaching before I preach it. Because if you don't, somebody will attack you and make you eat crow. Amen.
You've got that right, brother.
God's Jews have been spiritually robbed, plundered, molested, demoralized, and ill-treated. But I'm telling you, the age of grace is about over, and we're getting ready to enter in to the Jewish territory. The times of the Gentiles is about over. I know what I am. I'm just an old Gentile dog. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be one day. I'll be doggone. Amen. And then he's going to set in on that Jew, thank God. That he's bringing that Jew home. Did you know Isaiah 24 and verse number 10 said Jerusalem is called the city of confusion? Did you know Zechariah 12, 2, we've had? It's called a cup of trembling. It's called a burdensome stone over 200 times. It's called the holy city. I'm telling you three dozen times. It's called the city of our God.
Yes. Amen.
Now then, hey, but a lot of things happened since 1948.
You got that right, didn't you?
May the 14th. Now, the Palestinians really do have a leg to stand on, kind of, they think. Because it was Palestine before it was Israel. But that bunch of birds won't tell you it was Canaan before it was Palestine.
Exactly right, brother. That's right. Absolutely right.
As a matter of fact, I love the Jews so much, and I didn't do it because I come down here. Brother says it's been in my church for 20 years. I've got the Israeli flag on my platform. I've got a big old banner on this side with Genesis 12:3 on it. I got a good old big banner on this side with Psalm 122, verse 6 on this side. And thank God I preach about that Jew. I said, I love that Jew. I love that Jew. I love that Jew. My Savior's a Jew.
I like it.
I like what even old Lost Pilate said. That bunch of devils come to him, that bunch of compromising, egg-sucking liberals, and say, don't you ride over his head, Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews. You ride over his head that he said he is King of the Jews. He said, what I said, I ain't changing.
That's right.
That's
There ain't no debating. I put my Ross back on. He is the King of the Jews. Not only that, he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Not only that, he's the King of Righteousness. Well, glory to God, I got to go on. But I'm telling you, in May the 14th, 1948, she became a nation. I believe the old fig tree budded. Now, I don't know how many years a generation is. Some say 40, some say 70, some say 120. But I know it's got to be more than 40. Because I'm still here. And it's been 54 years since Israel became a nation. She's just a baby, but yet everybody in the world is scared to death of her, including me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you know something? There's something else took place in 1967. You ever read about that Six-Day War?
Yes, sir.
Do you know how many fighter planes Israel lost in that battle? Nada. Zilch. Do you know how many of them Russian fighters they shot down? Only 88. Son, when God's a pulling the trigger, he picks them all pretty good, thank God. Hey, yes! No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. But after that Six-Day War was over, but I'm telling you, that Israeli general walked through the streets of Jerusalem, and he said this, and I wrote the quote out of the encyclopedia. He said, "No power on earth will remove us from this spot again. No power on earth." I tell you, them Palestinians may be carrying the rusty key to their own home place in their pocket. They might as well throw it in the dimpy dumpster, son. They ain't not going back in the house. They got they never! Never going back in.
Yes, sir.
The property is owned by God. He even told Joshua, everything the soul of your foot touches, that's yours. Just set out a walking big boy. You name it, claim it. Joshua must have been a charismatic. Did everything right. But Rabbi Goring, you know what that takes? You know what they took in 1967? You know, Mr. Jew.
Yes,
they took the city of Jerusalem back. And they got the wall back. And they got the Temple Mount back. You say, what happened? When they took all that in that 1967 more, oh, that old hell, yes, that one-eyed traitor, amen? Yeah! Rabbi Goring went through the streets of Jerusalem blowing the shofar. That Jew only blew that shofar, that ram's horn three times, when the troops were to attack, when they were to assemble for worship, or upon a great victory, that sound the horn, that shofar through the streets of Jerusalem. Boy, I'm telling you, they sounded that horn. Did you know, you ever heard of a bunch called the Temple Mount Faithful? I'm not even going to get to the message. I'm just messing with the introduction now. Let Brother Simpson preach. Gershom Solomon, the head of the Temple Mount Faithful. I found out by reading history, he was a soldier. He was a faithful soldier in the Israeli army when Jerusalem was taken in that Six-Day War in 1967. And his own words, they stood on the Temple Mount in front of the Mosque of Omar and wept like a bunch of babies that they had taken possession of the Temple Mount again, just to have that one-eyed traitor, Moshe Dayan, that the brother talked about, give it back to those Muslims 12 hours later to try to be politically correct.
That's right.
And now we got a problem. Before the Jew can go back home, that temple's got to be rebuilt.
Yeah. Right.
You know why it's going to be rebuilt? Not because they need to sacrifice anything. The sacrifice has done been given, honey. The last lamb's done been given. The perfect lamb has done paid the price. He's done paid the supreme price. They got to have it back so scripture be fulfilled. Because that lying devil, the Antichrist, who is the lie, is going to go in there and create the abomination of desolation and set in the holy place and proclaim that he is God. To fulfill scripture, it's got to be rebuilt. You say, when's it going to be rebuilt, preacher? Well, I don't know. The Bible don't say. I personally think it's going to be rebuilt the first 3.5 years of the tribulation when there's peace. Because if they start building it now, if the Mosque of Omar was gone and they start building it now, the Jews seek after a sign, but salvation is not by sign, it's by faith. And they say the Messiah's coming because they're building the temple again, and they still be going by that old law, and they be walking by sight and not by faith. It's got to come. And man, when God starts to build that Jews, when it's got to take place, when that precious Jew sees everything start to take place, I tell you, his pace is going to quicken. His eyes are going to start to sparkle, and his heart's going to begin to beat. He don't even know what's going on, but God has opened to the house of David a fountain, thank God, and they don't know. Hey, I tell you, the fountain was open for me before I realized it was never open. That fountain was opened over 2,000 years ago, but it's 1974. Before it ever rung upon me that there was a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Well, glory to God. Why, come and let me just ask you something. I'll just quit. I'm watching it close. You ever known a terrorist? Have you ever known a terrorist anywhere? An international terrorist that wasn't an Arab, that wasn't a Muslim? Why, God said he'd be a wild man, and his hand would be against every man.
What?
Said that about Israel and his descendants.
That's exactly right.
I'm telling you, Israel's in season. But let me just give you a few little thoughts, and I just want to give you this. That's 35 acres. That Temple Mount has 35 acres. It is the Bloody Mountain, brother. That's where Herod's temple was. That's where Solomon's temple was. But now the Mosque of Omar's there. You see, the temple got leveled in 70 A.D. But I'm going to tell on that precious Jew. He let her lay there for 621 years in ruins. Didn't build her back. So the Muslims built a mosque on it. In 691 A.D., the Muslims built the Mosque of Omar. Now, if you think that Muslim's going to leave that mosque easy, you think about this, buddy. That mosque has been there for 1,310 years. The devil and his crowds dug in pretty good. You put that in your pipe and smoke it a little bit. See, that's what's happening with backslide on God. The devil will come in and take her. It's hard to reclaim ground that you surrendered, buddy. It's hard to regain ground that you surrendered. Don't you dare surrender no ground. It's a lot harder to get her back than she ever was the first time. But first of all, that Temple Mount, that 35 acres there, most valuable real estate in all this world, Las Vegas Strip, that 35 acres there is not worth as much. I tell you, that mount was purpose blood. That's where Abraham offered Isaac, and God intervened. It's Mount Moriah. That Temple Mount is Mount Moriah. It's holy to the Jew. But here's why the fight's going on. It's holy to the Muslim. To the Jew, it's the Temple Mount.
That's right.
To the Muslim, it's the noble sanctuary. To the Jew, it's the site of Solomon and Herod's temple. But to the Arab, it's the Mosque of Omar and the little black dome mosque, Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is the third most holy site, second only to Mecca, Medina, and then the Mosque of Omar. It's holy ground to that Muslim, just like it is the Jew. To the Jew, it's Mount Moriah, where Abraham offered Isaac or was going to offer him. But to the Muslim, it's where their prophet Muhammad was supposed to have ascended from. It sure is a bunch of baloney. Did you know the Muslim has worshipped there longer than the Jew did? The Jew only had the temple 1,030 years on that site. That Mosque of Omar's been there 1,310. You go back. I've done my chronological study. Check me out if you want to. I know there's always two or three critics in a crowd like this. You know, there's always a bunch of potatoes in a crowd like this, you know. He's always one or two that thinks he's a commentator. There's always one or two agitators. He's always, amen. There's always one or two procrastinators. There's also a rotten tater, amen. And so I ain't worried about the taters in here. Solomon's temple was built in 960 B.C. Mosque of Omar was built in 691 A.D. been holy, that ground's been holy to the Jews for 2,962 years. But for the Muslim, 1,310, but there's only a mosque there for the Jew, 1,030, a temple there for 1,030 years. You ask, preacher, how'd that temple fall into those hands? That Jew turned on God. I'll tell you what I did, brother, I'm going to quit. I went to Beth Israel Synagogue over in Iceville. I wanted to talk to the rabbi. Of course, I can't really say that because the Bible says call no man rabbi.
Right.
It also says call him no father, so we'll just go ahead and get them and the Catholics all at once.
That's exactly right. They're all the same folk. They're all the same folk.
Deceived.
Yeah, that's right, deceived.
And I got talking to her about the temple. She said, well, I don't really like to talk about the temple. I said, well, ma'am, are you forgiven? Well, I would like to think I am. See, she was a female rabbi. I said, well, obviously, you don't believe the Torah. Well, yes, I do. I said, well, you don't actually believe it literally. And she kind of grinned and said, well, no, I don't, or I couldn't be in this position, could I? I said, you're right. I said, ma'am, I want to ask you one more question. And I'll say this, brother, I got about 3 more hours worth right there on that table, ma'am, and I want to go to the house. I want to hear Dr. Simpson preach. I said, ma'am, would you, I'm about to get boogered up. I said, ma'am, would you tell me how you get forgiveness? Would you explain to me how your sins have been atoned for? I said, you have no temple. You do not accept the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. But yet you have no lamb, no bullock, no turtle dove. You have no sacrifice. You have no altar. You have no altar of incense. You have no lampstand. You have no holy of holies. You have no ark. You have no mercy seat. Please help me a little bit with how you're forgiven. She said, I said, are you an Etzel that hadn't been started in about 20 years, or are you a Jew? She said, I'm a Jew. And I looked at her straight in the eyes and I said, ma'am, I'm going to tell you one thing right now. I love you with every fiber of being that's in me because of your lineage, because of your heritage. But one day you're going to find out that every knee's going to bow.
Amen. That's exactly right.
And every tongue's going to confess.
Exactly right, brother.
That he is Lord from the glory of God the Father.
That's right, that's right. Amen.
Thank you, preacher. I believe I'm right on it. Thank you.
You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA. Now, we invite you to continue to stay with us for another 30 minutes of good broadcasting regarding the Jews and the issues pertaining to the nation of Israel and what the Bible has to say about it. If you're interested in this, we know you'll not be disappointed. If you have a love for the Jewish people, or if you even have questions about their existence, oh my, you need to stay tuned and find out what the Bible says about it. But if you must leave, we sure like you to come back next time. But until then, would you please write us and let us know that you've enjoyed this broadcast, or if you have any questions at all, we'll do our very best to answer you. Now, please write us at the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, PowderSprings, Georgia, or GA, 30127 USA. If you're interested in helping keep this program on the air, please send any gifts to this address, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127 USA. We're also accepting King James Bibles in good condition This helps us to distribute these Bibles throughout the world. There are thousands, tens of thousands of people that are begging us for Bibles throughout the world. And we do our best to send them Bibles, but they're very expensive. So if you would do what you can to help us keep our supply going, we would be very thankful to you. Now, please continue to stay tuned now to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast. Invite your family, your friends, your business associates, anybody that has an interest in the Jewish question as to whether they should exist or not. Now, the Bible has a lot to answer to that, but if you have a love for the Jew, you know what the answer is already. Yes, indeed. They are God's chosen people, the apple of His eye.
Showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all of their hearts. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven, there is no God like thee.
This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed. I'm so glad that you're staying with us for the last part of this broadcast, the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast. And for these few moments that we have left, I'd like to read a special article that was passed down to me titled, I Am a Jew. I am a Jew, therefore I am forwarding this to everyone, as the writer says. And he said, I ask each of you to read this and to reflect on what a blessing it is to be in the United States of America, but also on what we are doing regarding the rest of the world. Rocks have been lifted all over Europe, and the snakes of Jew hatred are out there free. In Belgium, thugs beat up the chief rabbi, kicking him in the face and calling him a dirty Jew. Two synagogues in Brussels were firebombed. A third, even after that, was sprayed with automatic weapon fire. In Britain, the cover of the New Statesman, a left-wing magazine, depicted a large Star of David stabbing the Union Jack. Oxford professor Tom Pauline, a noted poet, told an Egyptian interviewer that American Jews who moved to the West Bank and Gaza should be shot dead. A Jewish yeshiva student reading the Psalms was stabbed 27 times on a London bus. Anti-Semitism, wrote a journalist in The Spectator, has become respectable, he said. That's right, he said it is respectable, and went on to say, at London dinner tables. And this is being quoted from one of the members of the House of Lords. The Jews have been asking for it, and now, thank God, we can say what we think at last. Quote, or unquote here by this person. In Italy, the daily paper La Stampa published a page one cartoon. A tank emblazoned with a Jewish star points its gun at the baby Jesus, who pleads, "Surely they don't want to kill me again." In Corriere della Sera, another cartoon showed Jesus strapped in his tomb, unable to rise, because Ariel Sharon, with rifle in hand, is sitting on the sepulcher. The caption, "Non-resurrect." In Germany, a rabbinical student was beaten up in downtown Berlin, and a grenade was thrown into a Jewish cemetery. Thousands of neo-Nazis held a rally, marching near a synagogue on the Jewish Sabbath. Graffiti appeared on a synagogue in the western town of Herford. 6 million were not enough, the graffiti said. In Ukraine, skinheads attacked Jewish worshippers and smashed the windows of Kyiv's main synagogue. Ukrainian police denied that the attack was anti-Jewish. In Greece, Jewish graves were desecrated in Leonina, and vandals hurled paint at the Holocaust memorial in Salonika. In Holland, an anti-Israel demonstration featured swastikas, photos of Hitler, and chants of Sieg Heil and Jews into the sea. Yes, indeed, this is terrible. As you're listening to all this anti-Semitic garbage that's being aired all around the world, no wonder, as I must add, the article is titled, "I Am a Jew." The article goes on to report, and I've reported many of these things through many months already, another example of anti-Semitism that in Slovakia, the Jewish cemetery of Kasis was invaded and 135 tombstones were destroyed. What's so amazing, folks, no other people in the world have been so persecuted. And this is very evident that there is a satanic conspiracy against God's chosen people, the Jews. Yes, indeed. But those who are Bible believers, I must add, must stand for the right. And they must pray for the Jews. And they must love the Jews. And they must support Israel. I go on to read, "But nowhere have the flames of anti-Semitism burned more furiously than in France. In Lyon, a car was rammed into a synagogue and set on fire. In Montpellier, the Jewish religious center was firebombed. So were synagogues in Strasbourg and Marseille. So was a Jewish school in Créteil. A Jewish sports club in Toulouse was attacked with Molotov cocktails, and on a statue of Alfred Dreyfus in Paris, the words, 'Dirty Jew,' were painted. In Bondi, 15 men beat up members of a Jewish football team with sticks and metal bars. The bus that takes Jewish children to school in Arbarvillars has been attacked 3 times in the last 14 months. According to the police, Metropolitan Paris has seen 10 to 12 anti-Jewish incidents per day since the holidays. Walls in Jewish neighborhoods have been defaced with slogans proclaiming, 'Jews to the gas chambers and death to the Jews.'" You would think that we were living in the days of Hitler. But folks, you might be surprised to know that what I am reading to you is happening right now in this era. In fact, it's happening right before our very eyes. And you know what? Just like they were passive about it years ago, they are passive about it today. According to this weekly journal, that had published an appalling libel. It said Israeli soldiers had raped Palestinian women so that their relatives will kill them to preserve family honor. The French ambassador to Great Britain was not sacked and did not apologize when it was learned that he had told guests at a London dinner that the world's troubles were the fault of, and I won't say the word, basically an insult to that little country, Israel. At the start of the 21st century, writes Pierre-André Taguieff, a well-known social scientist, in a new book, he said, "We are discovering that Jews are once again select targets of violence. Hatred of the Jews has returned to France, but of course it never left. Not France, not Europe. Anti-Semitism, the oldest bigotry known to man, has been a part of European society since the immemorial. In the aftermath of the Holocaust, open Jew hatred became unfashionable, but fashions change, and Europe is reverting to type. To be sure, some Europeans are shocked by the re-emergence of Jew hatred all over their continent, but the more common reaction has been complacency. Stop saying that there is anti-Semitism in France," President Jacques Chirac scolded a Jewish editor in January. He said, "There is no anti-Semitism in France." I'll tell you one thing, that guy's under delusion. The European media have been vicious in condemning Israel's defense against Palestinian terrorism in the West Bank, but they have been far less agitated about anti-Jewish terror in their own backyard. They are making a grievous mistake, for if today the violence are aimed at the Jews, tomorrow they will be aimed at the Christians. A timeless lesson of history is that it rarely ends with the Jews. Militant Islamic extremists were attacking and killing Jews long before they attacked and killed Americans on September the 11th. The Nazis first set out to incinerate the Jews. In the end, all of Europe was ablaze. Jews, it is often said, are the canary in the coal mine of civilization. When they become the objects of savagery and hatred, it means the air has been poisoned and an explosion is soon to come. If Europeans don't rise up and turn against the Jew haters, it is only a matter of time until the Jew haters rise up and turn against them. And this article I'm reading to you folks, titled, "I'm a Jew," finally ends with a quote. "Finally and long overdue, your people, oppressed and disgraced by hatred and maliciousness, have achieved justice. Now you enjoy full citizens' rights, but you'll remain Jews nonetheless." France, Grill, Parzer, 1791 to 1872. And this article is written by Austrian author, unnamed, was given to me. And whoever you are, I'm very thankful to you for giving us this summary of events that's occurring out there. And if you are Jewish, you have none to be ashamed of. You are the apple of God's eye. You are one of God's chosen people. You are beloved in the eyes of God Almighty. And those who are Bible-believing Christians, independent Baptists in particular, before I am one myself, we love the Jews. You hear what I'm saying out there, you anti-Semite, you Jew-hater? We love the Jewish people, and to fight against them is to fight against God. And we want everyone to know who's listening to my voice that we support the nation of Israel. And you should too. You don't have to agree with everything they do, but you do have to agree with God. God is watching over that country called Israel. And all of this anti-Semitism is ultimately going to mushroom into a great judgment of God Almighty upon this planet. And every anti-Semite, every Jew hater, ultimately is a God hater, is a Christ hater, is a Christian hater, is a hater of anything that is righteous. And so I warn you, whoever is listening to my voice, that you are in danger of the judgment of God. Let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem more now than ever before. Not only for the physical peace that will one day come when the Jewish Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, will reign upon this earth for 1,000 years and bring true peace. The King of Peace will sit on his Davidic throne and reign for 1,000 years. But we surely want to pray for the peace of Jerusalem in that every Jewish person, we hope, our prayer is that they may come to know the Jewish Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, and have true peace in their heart, the peace of God that passes all understanding, the peace of God that brings reconciliation can only be had through the blood, the sacrifice, the sacrificial atoning blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That blood has already been shed, but one must receive by faith. Will you receive him? You can before it's too late.
Keep his covenant and show with mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all of their hearts. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven. There is no God like thee in the earth. O Lord God of Israel.
If after hearing this broadcast, God Almighty has convicted your heart of sin, then repent. That is, be willing to confess and forsake your sinfulness and wicked way, while acknowledging your transgressions against the holy God, with sorrow and a broken heart for being an unworthy sinner, deserving eternal judgment in hell fire. Receive Christ, the Messiah's forgiveness, which was bought for you by his own blood, and call upon him to be your only Lord, God, and Savior. If you've asked by faith, believing, then God has given you eternal life according to his word. And now you should know for sure that your sins are forgiven and that you are gloriously saved and born again. Please write us and let us know of the good news about your salvation. Let us know if you are Jewish or from some other ethnic group. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. The Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast is supported by freewill offerings. If you would like to help keep this program on the air, please send your freewill donation to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia 30127, USA. The Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast is responsible for sending out thousands of Bibles and biblical literature free of charge throughout the world. If you are a Jewish person and would like to receive a free Hebrew-English New Covenant, also known as the New Testament, please request a copy. Other languages may also be available. We will also send you a free copy of our very popular booklet, Prophecy Unveiled. Again, if you are Jewish, please be encouraged to ask for this terrific booklet. This booklet is about Jewish prophecy. It has intrigued readers for thousands of years and is now at your fingertips. What do rabbis of old, historians, and religious commentators have to say about the subject? See for yourself and answer the age-old question, is prophecy unveiled? If you're not Jewish and desire to receive a Bible in English, please write to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. That's Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, or POWDERSPRINGS, Georgia, or GA, 30127, USA. You are invited to visit our website at hopeofisrael.net. Again, our website address is hopeofisrael.net, or hopeofisrael.net. Please email or write us letting us know you're listening to our broadcast. This will be a great encouragement to us and will help us to know where the broadcast is being received around the world. Donations and King James Bibles are being accepted, enabling us to distribute Bibles and gospel literature worldwide. Please send only King James Bibles in good condition. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed, wishing you God's richest blessings upon your life. And my earnest prayer is that you will be drawn closer to the Savior. Please remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Until our next broadcast, tune in again on this day at this same time for the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast.